It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. With the state sitting on an unprecedented surplus, what funding priorities would give farm operations the biggest boost? A coalition of state ag groups pondered that question. They're out with their top biennial budget priorities. Governor Tony Evers delivers his biennial budget address next Wednesday. Call in about the biggest issues facing farmers and how state government funding could assist. 800-642-1234. Jason Muniaini is Executive Director of Governmental Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Jason, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. And Kevin Krentz is here as well. The Farm Bureau's president owns a dairy farm in Berlin in Washara County. Kevin, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning as well.
So, Kevin, you laid out priorities in recent days with about 20 ag-related groups. How much does the state budget affect, Wisconsin family farms?
Well, Wisconsin agriculture is a $104 billion business in Wisconsin, and most of that is spent locally in all of our local communities. A number of years ago, I went through my impact of my farm and found out that 62% of my expenses are spent within a 15-mile radius of my farm. That's a huge impact for local communities across Wisconsin. We feel from, as Wisconsin Farm Bureau and many of these ag groups that joined us in laying out these priorities, it's extremely important for us to get out early and really lay out what we need for agriculture to support agriculture and to support our farmers over this biennium in this budget.
Jason, tell us about what you're trying to get through. What are these key priorities?
So we've got an aggressive list, and we're looking to build on the success from the 21-23 budget, where we had some great opportunities to help with farmer-led conservation, sustainability efforts, workforce development. But we really want to start to focus in on some of our rural economic development initiatives, ensuring that we kind of protect agriculture from market shifts and disruptions as we've seen over the last few years, but also, look towards, developing and supporting our farmers and really reducing regulatory burdens to farming, while also building on some of the critical transportation improvements that we had in the last session, build upon that to make sure that agriculture can bring its products from the farm to the grocery store.
And, prior to your position with the State Farm Bureau, you were the chief of staff for State Senator Rob Coles. How has that experience in the legislature connected you with what you do now?
Well, it's fun. And, a relatively regular guest on your show, Senator Coles. We got to really work a lot with agricultural producers who are in our area, so Brown, Shawano, Wapaka, and Outagamie counties. So that opportunity allowed me to really get to know agriculture policy from within the Capitol side. But now I'm really looking towards being with Farm Bureau and getting to know a lot more of the producers on a first-name basis and get around to kind of see what the practices that are happening on the farm and how those kind of relate to policy and bring that experience to the Capitol to make sure that our legislators know the types of things that farmers are going to need over the next two-year period to be successful.
We're talking about the biennial budget priorities being shared by state agricultural groups. We have Jason Muniaini there, Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation Governmental Affairs. Kevin Krentz, president of the Farm Bureau Federation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Kevin, last September, our show talked about the biennial budget set by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and we had Secretary Randy Romanski, who talked about the importance of long-term investments in agriculture.
Big, medium, and small farms are operating here, and we need them all to be successful. We need to give them the tools, not just one time, or not just two times in a two-year biennium, but we need to make these investments long-term.
So really thinking about the long term for various programs and grants, which state ag programs should receive continued funding in the next biennial budget?
Yeah, there's a number of them that, like Secretary Romanski said, that this is a continuation of what we need to continue to accomplish to protect our natural resources moving forward. Farmers are very innovative, but they can't predict the weather. We have major events that come through and remove some of the nutrients from our farms. And we need to continue to find innovative ways to protect those natural resources, to keep them in place throughout the year. And a number of these programs, the producer-led watershed grant program, is one of those key aspects that I just talked about. It creates a way for farmers to be innovative. It also creates some ways to work with the UW system in order to do some of that research and make those connections, not only the research on those farms, but also to communicate with other farmers across the state. The cover crop insurance program. Cover crops can be very different from the south part of the state to the northern part of the state. We have a very different freeze point from Kenosha County up to Ashland County. And planting those cover crops late in the year, we need innovative ways to try to get cover crops on and continue to have green and growing areas for our crops moving forward. So just a small rebate in order to continue to support that need for protecting that natural resource and protecting those nutrients. Just and then the nitrogen optimization grant as well.
I just want to return for just a moment on the producer-led watershed grant program. Continued funding of $1 million is being requested here. Are there quantifiable improvements in Wisconsin's soil health and water quality that are attributed to this program that would help sell it, that would make the case for the continuation of this grant program?
Yeah, some of those are very area specific and some aren't. Some can happen across the state. And that's where the innovation is important. That's where some of the flexibility in this is important, because what works on one farm or one area of the state doesn't always work across the state. So that's why it's extremely important to have all of that involved in that.
Let's take a call now. Jim is joining us from River Falls. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I got money for a watershed improvement, and I think it makes a huge difference. It can be very helpful. But my original point for calling you is I'm concerned about the consolidation of ag and Wall Street firms and buying up small farms. And, you know, we're seeing a diminution of family farms and local agriculture. And I think whatever government can do to help, you know, local agriculture and get, you know, good food on the table in our local cities and you know, across the state, and having coordination between, you know, local farmers and the markets in their areas is a great thing too, because like many things in our economy, these huge Wall Street firms are eliminating family farms and smaller businesses.
Jim, thank you for that. Jason, what in your agenda targets the concerns here that Jim is expressing about big agriculture and the demise of small family farms?
Sure. And Jim, thanks for your question. I think one of the things that we want to make sure that we're doing is making sure that we're supporting our agricultural producers and our farmers with the right types of things so that their farms are, you know, solvent, that they can remain feasible. One of the things that I'm looking forward to talking a little bit more about is the Wisconsin Commodity Food Bank food purchasing program, which was included in our Ag Coalition budget priorities. That program was created and administered at DATCAP using ARPA funds, but in our request, we're going to be asking that the state biennial budget actually provide general purpose revenue to actually fund that program, because what we found is with its success was that we were able to kind of, you know, weather the storm of the pandemic by providing a secondary source for some of our food products to be able to be used within food banks. And by partnering with Feeding Wisconsin's network of food banks, we were able to find secondary alternative sources for food products and to go to. So along with that, I mean, also making sure that we have a workforce that agriculture can tap into, that we can develop that rural workforce, and that we can develop, you know, rural housing and make sure that rural commodities are rural communities are places that people want to go. One of those is going to be one of those big things that people look for is broadband expansion. And as we see from the federal level, over the next few years, we're going to see between $750 to $1.1 billion in additional grants coming for broadband expansion. So as some people are transitioning towards remote work, maybe want to come home, be closer to family, and uphold those rural communities, we can actually utilize those grants to not only improve those rural communities, but also to make sure that our agriculture producers and farmers have the necessary infrastructure, the necessary ability to communicate with the rest of the world, so that we can get our products to market more efficiently. And by keeping our farms solvent, that's the best way to make sure that, you know, we don't consolidate into additional large producers. But it's definitely something that we're keeping an eye on.
Jason Muniaini heads up governmental and policy initiatives for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. We have their president, Kevin Krentz, with us. Colin, about funding for Wisconsin agriculture, what you want to have included in the new state budget that would help rural communities, help family farms, 800-642-1234. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin Ag is a huge economic driver to our state's economy each year, making a roughly $105 billion impact. That's a stat lauded by our state's Agriculture Department. A coalition of ag groups have come up with their priorities for what they want included in the upcoming biennial budget. Call in with your thoughts, your ideas, 800-642-1234. We have Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Kevin Krentz is here, along with the group's Governmental Relations Director Jason Muniaini. Kevin, the Farm Bureau supports a new grant program that would fund improvements for agricultural roads. And I want to take a moment here to talk a little bit about the roads that farmers are encountering. What do you see going on here?
Well, we're in rural Wisconsin, we are all experiencing roads that continue to deteriorate, and we need a funding mechanism to help those road projects. Agriculture is a huge impact on Wisconsin's economy, and that's why we felt it was extremely important to really start laying out some critical agricultural road improvement programs in order to really get those products to market. Like we talked about earlier, agriculture supports local communities. So those dollars coming back to those farms are extremely important for local communities. So having roads to support to move those products to market is extremely important.
There are, as you know, spring road bans, some, you know, spring thaw weight restrictions in some counties to protect roads. And the dairy industry has been called out before for deteriorating road conditions. How should milk haulers and the dairy industry address this issue with state and local government?
Again, it's a huge impact for local communities to have farms there. And we need to continue to find ways to better those roads in order to take their products to market, whether that be potatoes or whether that be dairy products.
Jason, so this agricultural road improvement grant would be awarded to towns and counties by mm-hmm. importance. Which road systems in Wisconsin would benefit most from a grant?
Well, one of the things that I think that we're looking to do in designing this program is find the agricultural use routes that are, you know, really in the most disrepair, but also have some of the largest impacts to our local economies. Utilizing DOT's own data to do that, and put the burden on some of these local municipalities to say, hey, we've got a road right here that really, you know, is an important road for some of our larger producers in the area. And we need to make sure that we do a full replacement of those roads. I mean, it's we've seen a lot of circumstances in the past where we've put money into you know, town and county roads, and they've done chip sealing or they've, you know, done some modifications to improve that in the now. But some of these, like you said, with spring weight restrictions and things like that, some of these roads just aren't up to snuff to see the type of use that they've actually, you know, anticipated. And what we really want to focus on is making sure that we're improving those routes that are being used most frequently and building those to a standard that is commensurate with what their anticipated use is. And you mentioned this earlier with such a large state surplus. We look at this as an opportunity to do some one-time funding on the most critical of routes to look at that and make sure that those roads that need the most repair and the most immediate need are taken care of as quickly as possible.
So what I'm hearing is, you know, they're moving a valuable commodity with a lot of different critical supply chains involved, with paydays involved. If their trucks are moving across roads that are crumbling, that is certainly can be a risk to ensuring that overall supply chain and that marketplace runs smoothly.
Sure, and then, you know, we get into a problem as we've all seen with the price of gasoline, having to go and run a patchwork of different roads that are you know, built to better standards adds cost, and that you'll see that cost when you're buying products at the grocery store, and those types of things are you know, it's all attached to each other. So making sure that we have routes that are efficient and safe and built to a necessary standard to deal with the anticipated use of those roads is really what this program is targeting.
Something that hasn't come up really yet is the Farmland Preservation Program that was established in 1978 and provides these tax credits to farmers. And, you know, state ag groups are saying the program needs an overhaul. It needs simplification and modernization in the next budget. What should be changed, Kevin?
Well, simply it needs to be simplified and modernized to support modern agriculture. And through tax credits and just the standards that were built in the 21 draft of the Senate bill that came through.
So, Jason, you know, is there a greater incentive now? Because one of this is keeping farm land in production in order to earn a tax credit. Is there a lot more incentive now to take land out of production and sell to developers?
I mean, you see that happening, and, you know, farmers are entitled to do with their farmland what they want. But one of the things that we really want to make sure that we're doing is providing a regulatory structure so that farms can be productive and stay solvent into the future. And that's, you know, one of the anticipated, you know, that's the goal of that program. Whether that's, you know, insulating ourselves from market disruptions or making sure that we are, you know, not over leveraging ourselves in terms of, you know, how farms are operating. There's a lot that can be done on that, but, you know, this program is focused on making sure that we really keep farms in production and solvent into the future.
And to you, that's what modernization really involves. That's what it entails.
Yeah. I mean, these are, you know, if you get an opportunity to be on a farm, these are modern operations. These are businesses that are you know, updating their technology constantly and are using, you know, state-of-the-art things to be able to, you know, keep themselves producing and cost-effective.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Krentz is president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation with a dairy farm in Berlin, and Jason Muniaini is the Farm Bureau's executive director of governmental relations. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.